the most remarkable, but also pretty well-documented case that you have come across throughout these years?
Well, certainly one of the ones that I think I should definitely have to mention for your listeners is the case of Stefan Michalik,
who was Polish.
Yeah, Polish, of course. And he, back in 1967, was doing some amateur prospecting in eastern Manitoba near the Ontario border. He was a Polish immigrant. He had been in the Polish army. He was quite intelligent, very well trained, and he was, had moved with his family here to Canada. And around lunchtime on May long weekend in 1967, he was poking at some rocks, took a break for lunch, and all of a sudden had seen up in the sky two Hollywood-style flying saucers. Back then in 1967, they had seen saucers. And these two hovered in the sky for a while, and one landed on a rock outcropping not too far away from him, this area in eastern Manitoba, right along the border of Ontario. It was very rocky. It's very rugged, lots of trees, but there are these flat outcroppings that are part of the Canadian Shield, and this thing appeared to land not too far away from him, perhaps about 30 or 40 meters away. And he had crouched down behind a rock and some bushes to watch. He had drew in his notebook what this thing looked like. It was shaped, again, like a flying saucer with a dome on top. Lights were shining out. He could hear a noise as if the fan was going. A little door open in the side of this, and inside he thought he could see some lights flashing on and off. Well, he thought this was obviously not a real flying saucer from Mars, because there are no such things in his opinion. So he figured it must be some American secret weapon. So he stood up, walked right up to it, and said, "Okay, Yankee boys, come on out. I'll give you a hand fixing your broken down flying machine," because it must have been some sort of, Apollo something or other. But when he called out, the voices that he heard inside had stopped, because he had heard these high-pitched, squeaky voices, and they stopped, and he thought, oh, maybe it's not an American secret weapon. Maybe it's a Russian. So he called out in Russian, because he was from Eastern Europe. He was multilingual. He called out in a number of different languages, but still nothing changed. Well, he touched the side of this thing, and his gloved hand was holding it was in a rubberized glove. It actually melted. The side of this thing was so hot. All of a sudden, this little door shut, and the entire object rotated, so there was a sort of a grill exhaust vent right in front of him. Out shot this blast of hot gas, setting his clothes on fire, knocking him to the ground, and this thing took off into the sky, never to be seen again. Well, he managed to make it back to Winnipeg, where he was treated in hospital for second and third degree burns. The story leaked out about a flying saucer in Falcon Lake in Manitoba, and nobody seemed to know what to make of this story. I mean, it's a fantastic story, but he said, if you don't want to believe me, that's fine. I know what I saw. And, he went back with the RCMP and the Royal Canadian Air Force to the site, and they did eventually find, after a few tries, a ring of burned pine needles and leaves and so forth about where he said this had happened. Not only that, the samples that they took from the site were radioactive. And the government actually considered closing down the entire provincial park because of a perceived danger to the public. The case was investigated by, as I mentioned, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Royal Canadian Air Force, and also the United States Air Force, which also came up to investigate as part of its study that I had mentioned earlier. And the United States Air Force, in its conclusion of the study, just listed this case as unexplained. They had no idea what to make of it.